Students in Washington, D.C. public schools have some of the lowest test scores in the country. But one publicly funded charter school there is helping its mostly poor minority students achieve academic success. The World Vision Report's Cynthia Graber has our story.
As kids walk into this D.C. high school, they slide their book bags through a scanner. Guards wave beeping wands up and down the students' bodies to check for weapons. It could be the entrance to any troubled urban school, but this is the Cesar Chavez Charter School for Public Policy, and it's more than a bit unusual. Iracema Salcido is the founder of Cesar Chavez.
When I went out to recruit students, I said, look, it's going to be different. It's going to be very demanding. We're going to have very high discipline standards and attendance standards. We're going to require quality, but we're going to be there to support you as well.
The school's made up of mostly low-income minority students from throughout D.C., which means almost all of them come from a notoriously troubled school system. About a third of D.C. high school students drop out. Only a quarter take advanced placement classes. But double that number take AP classes at Chavez. And last year, the math SAT scores here were the highest in the district. Like almost all her students, Salcido comes from a humble background. When she was 14, she left rural Mexico to join her parents in California. They worked as farm laborers, picking strawberries. She helped her parents in the fields on the weekends, and during the week, she went to school.
I don't know how I managed to graduate, just because unfortunately got little help.
Her parents wanted the best for her, but they didn't consider college an option. Despite this, she enrolled in college. Then she went on to a master's in education at Harvard University. In 1998, she decided to open her own charter school in Washington, D.C. She named it after her personal hero, the farm worker and labor leader Cesar Chavez.
I want my students to know that no matter how humble their backgrounds are, they can make great things happen, and that they should, because their community needs them.
The school provides an intensive college prep curriculum, and the discipline is strict. Any student late to class by even a minute gets an automatic detention. In between classes, the students rush through the narrow hallways.
Remember when I used to be shorter than this one right here?
At Cesar Chavez, everyone attends some after-school tutoring or summer school. But what really makes this school stand out is the unusual public policy emphasis. It's the backbone of the academic program here.
This is a professional presentation, but I don't want you to be so rigid that you feel twisted and knotted with tension. Okay?
Teacher Deep Sran is giving a pep talk to this group of seniors. They're all about to give an oral presentation on their final thesis. In 10th grade, these students researched a topic, such as gun violence or teen pregnancy, and shadowed a community group working on the issue. The next year, they spent 3 weeks of the summer interning with a public policy institution. And now, as seniors, they've worked all year preparing a thesis. It's a 20-page research paper with policy proposals.
Practice with your thesis advisors twice. Practice in front of the mirror. Practice with family. Practice with friends. On the metro, stand up and give your thesis presentation on the bus. See what the people think.
Pedro Flores wrote his thesis on how to increase low-income housing in Washington. He says the school's public policy program did more than engage him academically. It taught him that he can make a difference.
Because at first, like, I would just see just people walk down the block and I just didn't care. Just thought about myself. But now that I look at it, I want to help these people and do something about the problems that surround me and my community.
Pedro says that the strict discipline is another reason he succeeded at school. He admits that at first he didn't like the tough rules. At a different middle school, he showed up whenever he felt like it.
And now that I'm in high school and they have the policy that, you know, you have to come to school early or you get the detention or you get suspended after 9:05. Well, that just taught me a lesson that, you know, coming on time is a big thing because not only are you missing classwork, but you're missing a whole chunk of your life.
Neither of Pedro's parents went to college. But this fall, he's off to the University of Cincinnati to study nursing. Iracema Salcido has already opened a second school in a particularly neglected corner of D.C. There are plans to open two more. Salcido says her ultimate goal is to prepare low-income minority kids for higher education. And it's working. This year, for the fifth year in a row, every single one of the graduating seniors was accepted to college. For the World Vision Report, I'm Cynthia Graber in Washington.